Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone opens today in the United States following its much-publicized world premiere in London. The movie and the book on which it's based have generated so much publicity that it might seem like there's little more to say. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan wants to add his two cents.
Fans are devoted, to put it mildly, to the adventures of Harry Potter. Woe to those who would mess with that story.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
The mandate for director Chris Columbus and his crew was to protect the franchise at all costs. Like hulking NFL offensive linemen signed on to safeguard a valuable quarterback, every Harry Potter hire was made with an eye toward ensuring that hordes of fanatical fans won't be disappointed.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where I might find platform 9 3/4?
9 3/4? Think you're being funny, do you?
It's rare that a film is this faithful to a book. So much is presented, just as written, that Harry Potter starts to resemble one of those slavishly exact replicas of great works of art that you see Sunday painters creating in museum galleries.
One of the wizard's most rudimentary skills is levitation, or the ability to make objects fly. Wingardium Leviosa. Off you go, then.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
This fidelity is both good and bad. Even copies as impressive as this one can only go so far. They don't leave much room for objection or celebration. Ideally, as in something like The English Patient, a film will extend or even transcend the book's emotional territory, will bring a touch of cinematic poetry to the proceedings. But to get that, you have to take risks. And risk is the furthest thing from the filmmakers' minds.
Well, what are you waiting for? Everyone step up to the left side of their broomstick. Come on now, hurry up. Stick your right hand over the broom and say up.
Up! Up!
Up!
Up!
Wow!
Oh!
But it won't do to be unyieldingly grumpy about Harry Potter. Screenwriter Steve Kloves, something of a wizard himself given his work on Wonder Boys, was able to pare the book down without resorting to cliches or clunky, overly sentimental dialogue. The trio of child actors who play Harry and best friends Hermione and Fred are excellent, but the film is stolen by Robbie Coltrane, spectacularly larger than life as the half-giant Hagrid.
Hagrid!
Oh, hello. Sorry, don't wish to be rude, but I'm in no fit state to entertain today.
We know about the Sorcerer's Stone!
Oh.
Director Columbus and two of The English Patient's Oscar winners, cinematographer John Seale and production designer Stuart Craig, have recreated J.K. Rowling's world with a remarkable visual style.
Whoa! My body's gone! I know what that is! That's an invisibility cloak! I'm invisible.
Again, that's both a blessing and a curse. Despite its copycat nature, what finally saves Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is what created it in the first place, Rowling's exceptional imagination. At those moments when the film allows us to share in Harry's wonder, it lets us recapture our own.
Fame isn't everything, is it, Mr. Potter?
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.